Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This being reported by K5 out of Washington, Caleb DeBoer, Ryan Grubb yet to answer for UW player charged with rape. Talon Rogers was suspended around the same time allegations were made publicly, but he returned to the team for the college football playoff. Although both are no longer with the University of Washington's football program, former head coach Kalen DeBoer and former offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb have questions to answer about one of their former players. The Seattle Police Department arrested 18-year-old Talon Tabu Tamus Rogers on Friday around 9 o'clock.
Right here near Husky now, Stadium on this, Friday is where
police said Rogers was booked into the King County Jail and charged Tuesday with second-degree and third-degree rape. How concerned are you if you're the University of Alabama about this cropping up?
I say you're slightly concerned. Now, there are so many factors on here that we have to address, and this is why what we want to say up front, this is why we say Kalen DeBoer needs to answer questions. He has to go out and address this, because this happened when he was head coach, and he's got to answer questions. How much did he know? We know that Rogers was suspended from team activities for a period of time in November, which makes it clear Kalen DeBoer knew something was going on.
And I want to be real clear, too, that both of us were around the Anthony Johnson case.
Alexander Johnson. It's Alexander.
So AJ. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're both around that case. So that was a Tennessee player. If you want to explain what happened there, who was, I guess, falsely charged. Would that be accurate?
Well, he was acquitted within 30 minutes, and usually no one's acquitted that quickly. I mean, ironically, actually, OJ was. But most of the time, it takes a longer time to acquit than it does to convict. And I'm not going to say falsely, because look, I'm going to be upfront. Nobody knows what happened in that room outside of AJ Johnson, the other player, and the woman. What is very clear is there was absolutely the charges and the evidence was so shoddy that they never should have been brought to trial, because there was absolutely no evidence on any of this on any matter. So here's why I bring this up. AJ Johnson's career was put on hold for 4 years because of this trial. So if he's innocent, he lost 4 years of an NFL career because the Knox County DA decided to drag out a case that she knew she was going to lose in court.
Okay. Now, I want to be really careful here. I didn't like the way that thing played out. I think you're right. I think that there was some publicity seeking that was going on. But I do want to say that we're going to side on the side of the victim most of the time, or the alleged victim in this case, which it doesn't seem to be the case. So that's why I want to try to turn it back, if I can, to Kalen DeBoer.
Well, that's where I was about to go to with this. Yeah.
Okay. If it turns out Kalen DeBoer does not have definitive proof that this alleged rape didn't happen, and he brought him back on the team to participate in the college football playoff, Could this be something that grows into Alabama regretting their decision?
It could, if we find out there was more cover-ups impossible, particularly with the whole, they're just moving past the Nate Oates scandal in basketball. Now, what we have to bring up is this. This is where the AJ Johnson story ties into this. Kalen DeBoer could have a philosophy, and I kind of am starting to agree with this philosophy. I'm all for investigations. I'm all for law enforcement. And if you prove that one of my players did something wrong, he's off the team, suspended, whatever. How long do you keep a player's career on hold, though, for an investigation when you don't even know anything happened? I mean, can you, like, and this is where you're saying, like, this happened to Jalen McCollough 2 years ago. You're going to suspend him for a month because of a fight that he's being charged with, but you have no conviction. At that time, he wasn't even being charged. He was just being investigated. And this is the murky part of the legal system when you come to policing conduct on the field. Are you really supposed to put a player's career on hold because of something they're investigated for?
Yes.
But how long do you put it on hold? How long do you put it on hold?
You're not going to like the answer. As long as it takes. And let me explain why. The show represented by Banks & Jones, Tennessee's trial attorneys. Play to win. BanksandJones.com. Why Banks & Jones? Other lawyers say they'll go to trial. They won't. They'll settle and settle for less. Banks & Jones is ready to go to trial for you. Truly Tennessee's trial attorneys. Why settle? Banks & Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com. So as far as this situation might go, and they might look back to see what happened at the DeBoer situation, are they really going to go that far back? And do you think that the University of Alabama even knew about this situation before they hired DeBoer?
They should have. DeBoer suspended the player last year. Somebody in the university knew why he was suspended. So DeBoer knew. So somebody knew DeBoer knew. So, and if you hire coaches, you vet them that way. You should. So I do think that they should have known. That's why I said he needs to answer questions. They need to do more research. My rule is Sixth Amendment guarantees a right to a speedy trial. Here's my philosophy. If a player is investigated for something, I give the police 30 days to arrest him. If after 30 days you don't make an arrest, he's back on my team. Period. Okay. End of story.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I forgot we got a little off on that topic, but here's why you can't do that. And you're right. Okay. I'm with you. I'll hug it out. But you can't do that because you can't have a guy go throw touchdown passes if he's accused of rape and your 30 days are up and he's leading a team to a win, huge win over Alabama. You can't.
That's the fault of law enforcement, not mine. That's law enforcement's job.
Caleb, I'm sorry. We both have very public jobs, right?
Yes.
Okay. If I were accused of something that serious, I would not be on the air.
You would give
until it was resolved.
Well, the problem is we have so many states now that are violating constitutional rights of the accused because they have gotten around the right to a speedy trial. Literally, Congress has determined and the courts have determined that a speedy trial should mean 30 days to arrest, 70 days to bring to trial after arrest. So you got a hunt, you got, so that's a total of 100 days and however long the trial lasts. We got people's trials lasting 3-4 years now. I mean, there was a case in New York City about 10 years ago. Kid was accused of stealing a backpack and he sat 4 years in a New York prison having to wait for, you know, accused for stealing a backpack and he didn't even steal it.
With you on all of that, Caleb. But if that kid played football, he wouldn't be throwing the rock around for Rutgers making plays because it would be a bad look for the university. He would be getting the short end of the stick by the legal department, not by the NCAA or that particular school.
Well, that's why I'm throwing the legal system under the bus. And when they do that, I would stand strong as a coach. And I would say, if you got a problem with this player playing on my team, blame the legal system. He has not been charged with any damn crime. I gave him 30 days to bring a crime and to bring a charge. I gave them 30 days, which is the right to a speedy trial. And if you bring a charge, I'll suspend him for another 70 days until the trial begins. And so that's how I would work.
You're talking to somebody who's fighting a speeding ticket. So what do you, I'm all Caleb on this one. I'm CC. I'm CC Music Factory, Caleb Calhoun Music Factory.
And it's, and it's so dicey because I'm with you. I want to side with the victim. Look, I've looked at a lot, like for instance, yes, things get murky. I never would have signed Deshaun Watson. Ever. And I want to know what Dabo Swinney. I want to know what Dabo Swinney knew when he recruited Deshaun Watson, because you've told me that there are rumors that there were some reports on that way back. And
yeah, I knew there were some character issues way back.
Yeah. So
not enough though that any coach took the high road, the altruistic road, and didn't offer him. They all would still have taken him.
Oh, I believe that.
There are some guys that you're like Randy Moss. There were some schools that were not going to take him. Allen Iverson. There were some schools that were not going to take him because of the brawl in the pool hall. But it wasn't that case. Pool hall. It wasn't pool. It was bowling. But anyway, we haven't gotten a fight in the pool hall. At least, Caleb, I don't think you have. Have you?
No, I don't. I don't fight. I'm not a fighter. So
one of us have not gotten in a fight in a pool hall.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.